Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Everything okay? Over there. Call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets for Daryl Hall and John Oates.
They're so fun. We were just talking with the interns.
That's not
I know.
KT Tunstall is also playing with Daryl Hall and John Oates. There we go.
Not anyway. Rich girl. On the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl.
Bitch girl.
You've gone too far because you know it don't matter anyway.
Say money, but it won't get you too far. Get you too far.
Don't you know
that it's wrong to take what is given you. You're so far gone. Anyway, Daryl Hall and John Oates are playing.
I wasn't done.
Oh, well.
I can't remember.
Like
yeah, I know.
Done.
I can't remember the words. But I saw them at SAP, and they were so good. Same, you know, the voices were on par.
What are you doing over there? Oh, you're waiting to play the next thing? Squeeze, everybody.
Oh.
Squeeze is also playing.
Oh, I love Squeeze.
Daryl Hall and John Oates, special guest Squeeze, and KT Tunstall.
I swear you and Yuzette just sang like a minute of just a cappella there. You guys didn't even need the song.
Yeah, we need the song.
We don't need the song. We don't need it.
And you get mad if I leave your vocals in without music underneath.
Yeah, I give up.
What's the difference?
You know, the difference is no difference.
Can you sing me Black Coffee in Bed by Squeeze? Go.
Black coffee in bed.
I don't even know how that goes.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
It was
can
a huge
you find
hit.
That? Right.
There's a stain on that, right.
Boom. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Is that Paul Carrick singing?
Whoever this one is, his voice is butter, dude.
Yeah.
I love it.
Actually, people talk about Squeeze just for the way they recorded it's, you know, referred to as like the perfect recording. Like each item is perfectly separated, not a ton of effects on anything, and each thing is isolated to a point where you can sit and listen to it, and nothing overshadows anything else.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Yeah, I can't remember who was telling me. It might have been Tommy, actually. But anyway, turn it up, crank it up, and listen to this is a perfect recording.
Well, the guitar is crystal clear, that's for sure.
Everything's clear, and yeah. you can tune into each thing and hear it almost without interference. Ooh, and coffee in bed.
Ba-ow. Oh, listen to the bass, too. Bam. You're right.
So good. And even the vocals, like, not a ton of processing on them, not a ton of effects. Oh, nice. Clank. Yeah. Now she's gone. So good. Anyway, Squeeze is playing. So it's back to the original thing here. Daryl Hall and John Oates, special guests Squeeze and KT Tunstall. You don't play any of her?
You want her?
I want them all. What the hell? That's not her. All right, June 10th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. LiveNation.com. And if you're calling number 9, 800-400-3697, looks like Anthony's probably already giving you your tickets, number 9. We do tend to go off on a subject. All right, Celebrity Trash, brought to you by me. You're welcome. Tonight, 68 Whiskey is on. So this is a show that is, one of the executive producers is Ron Howard, and he's actually going to come on the show and talk about 68 Whiskey, which is like a modern day MASH. I don't really want to compare it to that because it's not a sitcom at all. But it's clearly some people up to no good in Afghanistan. It's an American army base, and it's a medical facility of some kind, and people, like, it opens with people boning. I'm like, oh my, look at that.
Maria, our friend, who writes in about
Survivor
or Big Brother, whatever it is.
Both.
She says, I'm pretty excited that y'all get to talk to Ron Howard. I watched the 6-8 Whiskey pilot last night, really enjoyed it. A little sex, some action, some mystery. I can see why they're comparing it to MASH, and I'll definitely watch more. But unlike MASH, which I watched with my family when I was a kid, this is definitely not a family show.
No, there's swearing and there's sex. And this guy has magic hands, apparently.
This girl
keeps going back for more.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you'll have to watch the show.
Well, you're
is that like the massage thing? Like, you know.
Well, you're chatting with Ron Howard. The project I really want to hear more about is the Tiny Chef Show.
Oh, the Tiny Chef Show. I don't know about the Tiny Chef Show.
Yeah, I know. I was just looking that up. It looks like he's partnering with Kristen Bell on the Tiny Chef Show. And I'm not exactly sure what the premise is just yet. Hmm. But yet another project he's involved with.
The Tiny
he's
Chef all Show.
All over the place.
Yeah. Let's find out about that. I just like the name, The Tiny Chef. Is it just for short people or is it like
little
kids?
I thought it was something about kids.
Yeah. Anyway, tonight at 10 o'clock, and actually I watched it on demand. That was no problem. You know, Comcast and everything. Xfinity. But 68 Whiskey is only one episode in. It debuted last week. And so episode mm-hmm. 2 is tonight at 10 o'clock on the Paramount Network, formerly Spike TV.
Is if you start think? Working when you're 5, yes. How old do you think he was? 5?
Oh, when How he started at Andy Griffith?
Isn't he well past retirement
something
age?
Something like that.
He's got to be pushing 70. How old is Ron Howard?
This says he's... What does this say? I don't have it.
But. Although maybe he's only like 10 years old.
He's 65.
Oh, all right.
But if you start working at 5, you should be allowed to retire at 50.
Well, he probably doesn't
probably
want
doesn't
to.
Want him. He probably really enjoys it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah. I mean, Hollywood would be fun, right?
Yeah. I mean, probably you get...
Till your hair falls out right before your very eyes and you realize, wow, I'm going to have to get behind the camera. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, luckily, I like that part, too.
So, really good at it.
Sheesh.
And there's that. So tonight, 68 Whiskey, the bald guy, is going to be on the show in an hour or so. I'm excited to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's like you said, he's been working since he was 5 years old or thereabouts. He's a huge part of our lives. And so was Monty Python. I love Monty Python. We've all seen all the movies. People our age anyway. I don't know. Bryn, you ever seen any Monty Python movies?
I have not, no.
Oh, well, start with Life of Brian. That's a good one.
Me and my friends used to rent Monty Python. So it would be like 10 dudes on a Friday night. We'd get high.
Yeah.
We'd watch Monty Python. We'd all fall asleep. And then we'd get up super early and go surfing. And that was a fairly regular sort of event.
Yeah,
because those movies were so fun, so stupid. If you just had just the right amount of pot, you'd be like in heaven.
Yeah, no, they're stupid, but they're funny. They're just like that British comedy, the British humor thing that some of it goes by you because we're Americans. But I just loved Monty Python. The whole thing. Terry Jones is a founding member of the whole troupe. And he's actually had dementia for the last few years. We've heard some stories about that. He has passed away.
Rest in peace.
Died at 77. His death after a years-long battle with dementia was confirmed by his agent. His family released a statement yesterday saying, "We are deeply saddened to have to announce the passing of beloved husband and father Terry Jones. Terry passed away on the evening of 21 January 2020 at the age of 77 with his wife by his side after a long, extremely brave, but always good-humored battle with a rare form of dementia, FTD. I don't know what that stands for. Whenever I hear dementia, I think of Robin, you know, the Louis body loop or whatever it was called. Fame for his portrayals of middle-aged housewives. You know, The Meaning of Life, I think they open with him. It's either the wafer thin guy or him, and he's having his 40th baby. Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is.
It looks like FTD is frontotemporal degeneration dementia.
Oh,
ay, ay, ay.
But a baby falls out as he's at the sink. Oh, would you get that, Deidre? I was like, oh, this is great. This is perfect. Rest in peace, Terry Jones, founding member of Monty Python, dead at 77. Super Bowl is less than 2 weeks away.
Very exciting.
And maybe the 49ers.
Maybe you heard.
I did. I heard it. Well, the Niners are in. I hadn't heard until yesterday when we first got back to work.
The Niners are in, everyone. They're going to the Super Bowl.
Niners, Chiefs, which is, I really wished it had been the Titans. Well, I really wish it had been the Pats, but can't have it every year, you know. Oh, did you hear some paparazzi ran into Bob Kraft, the owner of the Pats, and said, "What's going to happen with Tommy? What's going to happen with Tommy? You guys going to try and get Tommy back?" And he says, "We're keeping him." So,
you know,
or something to that effect, like we're going to make that happen. So he could just be trying to get these people off his back.
Tom Brady is, that's some serious negotiating tactics to have cleared out your
put your house on the market.
You're out of there. You're letting them know.
I don't even live in the state anymore.
I'm not even going to talk to you about this. I'm getting ready to leave.
He is still technically living in New England, though. He lives in Connecticut now.
I understand. But for that to be like, yeah, I want to stay, but I have to make these people pay me.
Right. Because I don't have enough money.
That's a move.
It is. Well, look, he can go. So maybe he is ready for a change. And he's like, well, it's going to cost this much for me to stay here and do this again.
I know a lot of times they compare. Joe Namath is a very old football player who very famously predicted a win in the Super Bowl. The Jets that they were not expected to win, and then they did, right? So he's got all this fame. And he's a dude, if you look back, he's a dude who's in a mink coat. And so, you know, he's Hollywood all the way.
And he just just the look was so, you know, what was it, like the mid-70s or something? He had that like sort of, like if he wasn't a football star, he'd have been a porn star.
Right.
Broadway Joe.
But so there was a point when he left the Jets and went to the Rams. Wow. And it went awful. He was already on the decline. So,
well,
and Tommy's probably not quite that bad.
Well.
But he got
year.
To the Rams, and I believe he played four games, and it was over. So, you know, Tom's got to know that. He's got to know about, especially being from the Bay Area, he knows the Joe Montana going to the
Absolutely.
Chiefs.
Absolutely.
Joe Montana actually made the playoffs as a player for the Chiefs, so he did okay.
Yeah.
But he didn't get a Super Bowl.
He never got back to his former glory,
right.
The glory that he had with his home team. And they say no team will ever love you the way the team that drafted you.
He needs to stay where he is.
He needs to stay where he is. And that's, you know, it's so rare that a player gets drafted by a team and spends their entire career with that team. It just doesn't happen. And it would be magic if it did. Of course I want that because I've had to sit and listen to the talk about this for 20 years. But if it doesn't, you know, that's also fine. It doesn't affect my life at all. Because I'm really good at tuning out certain things. All right, so the Super Bowl is a couple weeks off here, and we have got some Super Bowl ad excitement because that is the thing that happens between the end of the playoffs and the Super Bowl. Where do you want to start with this? Should we start with the Doritos ad?
Yeah, if you want to.
All right, so. This is kind of there's a little bit of a mashup happening here, and I just have a little teaser. I don't think we have full-length commercials on any of these, do we?
This one's a full-length. This is a minute.
Oh, this is
so I'm not sure. Maybe sometimes it's a 3-minute commercial, and they cut it down to a minute, so who knows?
Well, when it airs, it'll only be a minute.
Right.
So I guess we're going to hear it says teaser.
Do you like Doritos?
Not particularly.
Right.
Like, I would never grab a bag of Doritos. Do you like them?
I like them. They're over-seasoned, so you know,
Doritos.
You eat them,
yeah.
But not only are they all over you, but there's a certain point where you just go, oh, the flavor is so strong. Like, I prefer a corn
chip
and salsa over a Dorito, but then again, Doritos are pretty good.
Well, the thing about any kind of salty snack like that is even if you don't love them, if you put a bowl of Doritos here and I had one, then you get the taste in your mouth and you want more.
Cool Ranch.
But
I love it.
Would
cool.
I pick
yeah,
it up,
Cool Ranch
though,
is good.
I wouldn't pick it up.
There's a Salsa Verde one that is really good.
The green bag.
And the taco one is delicious.
Oh, goodness. Well, Sam Elliott is going to do everything he can to convince
Sam
me
Elliott!
That I need to have more Doritos in my life. Sam Elliott, let's see if you can...
So he's walking into a bar.
Down. Yeah, he's in a bar.
Oh, this is the old guy.
Yeah, he's my guy.
Is Lil Nas X going to walk in on this?
No.
That's it?
That's it.
And it just shows Doritos bag. I'm not sure.
That's weird. I don't get it.
Well, he's just reciting the lyrics.
But if
lines from
the hottest song of 2019,
right,
though. So,
right. You know. Well, Quiet is a move because with all the fireworks that'll be happening on the TV in general, when it goes quiet, everyone will go, what the heck happened to it? Oh, it's still on.
I got the horses in the back.
Oh, my goodness. I love him. He's 75. If he told me to eat Doritos, I'm going to eat Doritos.
I really liked him in The Star Is Born. Have you watched that yet?
Yeah.
Oh, he's great in that.
Yeah, he's so good.
Did you watch that yet?
I'm not watching that.
What?
I've seen certain parts of it, but then there's a heavy rehab scene.
It doesn't matter. It's so good. You're in. You're totally engaged.
I live that. I don't like it.
Gaga's great.
I can see why you wouldn't want to.
She's not interested.
Yeah. Her lips are so beautiful in that whole movie.
Gaga?
I'm like, how?
She's really.
Her lips stay so supple.
What?
They're just perfect. There's no lines on them. They're just like a smooth.
Well, they may have fixed those.
I didn't notice the lips.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't take my eyes off them. Missy Elliott and H.E.R. Her. They star in a Super Bowl ad as well. Together. Do you have the full ad? This is a Pepsi Super Bowl ad.
All right.
Let's see if I can load it up.
I'm in.
Right now.
Missy
Elliott actually did a Mountain Dew Super Bowl ad in 2018, and it's another PepsiCo brand. It's Missy Elliott and Her in a 30-second spot for Pepsi Zero Sugar.
All I found was stories on it, and
you couldn't find any.
Oh, there's no ad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we'll see it. Here's a shot from it.
I like Missy Elliott getting paid.
Yeah. Oops, it went behind the thing.
Because she was a really big star at one point.
She really has come back in a big way in the last couple of years, and looks great, too. Like, she's just cool. And then, you know what? I think I handed you that whole list of all the different ads.
A Rick and Morty one, which you said you didn't really like the show that much.
Well, the show's fine. You were saying that Rick and Morty's your favorite show on TV,
I watched
two or three episodes and went, this is not for me.
Well, I started on this one show. It's called Pickle Rick. It's one episode of the third season. It's so stupid, but then that's what got me hooked. And I went back to
Pickle
yeah,
Rick.
Yeah, so find Pickle Rick, start with that, and
if it happens for me, too.
Yeah, see if happens for you. Yeah.
And what about Paradise Island? So where should I start? Where should I start on Paradise Island?
Oh, Paradise Island.
Your favorite show.
Yeah, I just started episode one with that one. I don't know why. It was just like there, a little teaser.
It's by the way, it's hosted by the guy who does The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. It's
totally crap TV.
And Brent is completely addicted to it. And the first time I found out about that.
You're
over it.
I was over it after I plowed through it and watched the entire season in 2 days.
All right.
So, I mean.
You watched that one, Yuzi?
No, but I relate to Brent saying crap TV.
Yeah.
And, I watched that.
I can tell you, Anita's face was so proud of me.
Oh, she was in because she is into that kind of show.
No, she was not. She was seeing me watch this.
Oh, she was not proud of you. I have to watch it for work.
I paused it to change diapers and stuff like that. All right, here's Rick and Morty's Pringle commercial. All the Rick and Morty fans out there will understand what that means. It's just him being a complete nerd.
He's like a droid.
His grandfather is a nerd, and
he's a science nerd. Everyone thinks he's crazy, but he has a time machine. And
oh yeah, he's a genius. Everybody knows he's a genius, but he's kind of a psycho evil genius that makes his Morty do whatever he wants.
So there's a little.
In this case, he's making him a robot.
Anything else on that list strike your fancy? I'm almost out of time.
Here's Olay.
Oh, Olay.
It seems like it's a. They're trying to make
it. I thought that was Oil of Olay.
Yeah, Oil of Olay.
News.
Oh, it's Katie Couric.
News-like.
Oh, it's a news thing. All right, let's have a look. So there's three hot chicks in spacesuits. And it's like a giant Olay rocket. Oh. Apparently Olay is going to go to space. That was Cookie, wasn't it, at the end?
Yeah, it was Cookie.
Yeah.
Oh, one more.
Oh, sure.
MC Hammer.
All right. Oh, MC Hammer getting paid. Oakland 1989, it says.
I like him getting paid, too.
Yeah.
Is that Cheetos?
Yeah. He's got Cheeto hands.
He's got Cheeto hands. He can't touch the piano.
Oh, that was really cute.
It's really cute.
He's got full... Oh, I just read this, too.
By the way...
There's a name for the dust that gets on your hands from Cheetos.
Oh, is it one of those funny words that someone made up?
It's some word that they've had forever.
Oh.
That they never really marketed. And
your fingers are all orange.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't think of it.
They put up the date for the Super Bowl. It's 0202020.
Is it Cheetle?
Cheetle?
Yeah, I guess so. It says Cheetle.
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 Cheetle. Yeah. Oh, I got Cheetle all over my fingers. All right.
It's the powdery residue that gets on your fingertips while eating the savory cheese snack Cheetos. Mm. Cheetle, everybody.
Is it Dorito when you get the...
I guess it must be.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
I got a dad not to be. Oh. Don't be this dad. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.